That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. It's just me this week, your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I am so excited to be recording right now. I feel like I say that every time I have a new episode now. I was going to say every week, but you guys know I've been doing every other Friday, which has been so nice because I just feel like I have so much to talk to you about when it's every 2 weeks and like so much has happened that we can reflect on and live through together and just chat about. Whereas I felt like every Friday I was like, oh my gosh, I just recorded for like last Friday. What did I say in that one? Am I going to repeat myself? You know what I mean? So this is just so good. And obviously today, and actually as I'm recording, is January 1st, 2021. This is so freaky and so like surreal that it's 2021. Are any of you with me here? Because 2020, like, I always have this weird thing in my mind. I don't know if you guys are like this, where periods of time, like 2020 felt really long, right? Like it was dragging on. Obviously, there were a lot of horrible things that came with 2020. We don't even need to get into that because we all know. And obviously very like traumatic, hard things in people's lives and for families and everything like that. But then in a way, since life became so simple and, you know, we couldn't really travel, we couldn't go anywhere, days sort of blended into one another. It wasn't really like Sunday through Saturday anymore. It was more like morning, evening. I don't know if any of you are with me or like agree with this, but since time just was like a blur this past year, in my mind, it went really quick. Like, I feel like I started losing the markers of time since like March. Like, you could tell me it was March 2020 right now, and I'd be like, oh, yep, sounds right. Like, seriously, this past year flew, but then I think about all that happened, and I moved, and I got a dog, and I'm like, whoa, wait, actually, like, a lot went on. It was just, obviously, everyone's normal lives were disrupted so much that it, like, felt so different. I don't know. It's just weird to me that it's 2021, but I'm so excited for a fresh start. I feel like this year, more than ever in the past, I've felt like a shift, LOL, like today is the first as this is going up. I'm like, I feel a shift into the new year, but I feel like more than ever in the past, obviously a new year can just bring new opportunities, hopefully, and new health and new safety for everyone. And I just feel like what I'm trying to say is this year more than ever, like a new fresh start is like such a good thing and like what we all want right now, right? So I'm just gonna take it and run with it. I mean, it's weird if you think about like time, if we're getting really like existential here, like it's just like a number, like this new year. Well, I guess it's like the planets, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, come on, Gretchen, like it's in your head that it's like a new year, like a new year, like a shift, because yesterday was still yesterday and it was 2020. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just getting chatty right here. Okay. Obviously, by the title of this episode, I should like talk about a little bit before I get sidetracked and just like catch up and want to chat with you guys, is this idea that just came to me as I was driving the other day. And I just felt I'll like get these bursts of like motivation and passion for something. I don't know if you guys feel this. I remember in college sitting in classes or lectures and I would think about a video or something I wanted to talk about or something that I was really passionate about. And it was like, I couldn't even listen or focus on what was going on because my mind was like racing with all these thoughts I had and all these ideas I wanted to share. I don't know if that happens to you guys, but what I'm trying to say is I had this idea recently about being fearlessly authentic. And oh, the word I was trying to think of earlier that I couldn't think of is unapologetically yourself. And I'm going to feel so cliche talking about this type of stuff in this episode because I feel like it's said so much, you know, like, be yourself. Okay, it's like, how many times have I heard that? Or be unapologetically you and, you know, that type of thing. But it just really resonated with me, and I'll give you guys context. And the basis of it really is that I have become such a worrisome person. I'm worrying a lot. And I don't know if you guys are a worrier like me, but it's like not fun. And I just feel like it's weighing me down, worrying all the time about so much that is like out of my control. And I have been listening to a lot of other podcasts. Well, specifically The Skinny Confidential. I've been listening to The Skinny Confidential a lot. And in an episode, I think they made a connection between, or no, they didn't. I think what I just took from it, it was like a light bulb in my head. And I was like, maybe me being so worrisome and worrying all the time is the same as me being fearful. And like, why am I leading my life in fear? And why do I fear, you know, what people think of me? And why am I fearing that I'm not good enough? When I sort of changed the word in my head from like, oh, I'm just worrying. I'm like, oh, you know, it's just me. I worry. Like, that's just who I am. And then when I thought of it, it's like, I am so fearful and going through life, like, I don't even know another synonym, anxious and just like not being present. And it's sort of like hindering me from my full potential and being my full best self, thriving, successful. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why am I being fearful of all these things? That I'm not good enough, that I'm not good at what I do, that I'm not capable, that I can't do it. I like have these voices in my head, and I don't know if it's me deep down trying to like motivate myself, like my inner, like my mind saying like, come on, Gretchen, you can't do it. Or like other people don't believe in you. So then it sort of has to become like within me to rise up and be like, yeah, I can do it. Do you guys get the idea that I'm saying here? Like sometimes you need someone to tell you that you can't do it or to like challenge you to be like, okay, like I'm going to show them. I don't know. I just had that thought. But so the episode that this really got me thinking about, it was, oh, what one was it in specific? It literally was a light bulb, like I said, that me living in fear, even in just my head, is just really limiting. You know what? I know what episode it is. I'm literally going to go to their thing right now so I can tell you guys what's his name. Neil Robertson. So if you guys listen to that episode, I wonder, like I would assume that if you listen to this podcast, you listen to other ones. And in my mind, that's like a really big podcast. I don't know. It's like one of the only ones I listen to. But basically, if you don't know who Neil Robertson is, I didn't. And he went to MIT and he helped oh my gosh, you guys, Brody just like laid down at my feet and it's making my whole world right now. Wow. We don't deserve dogs, right? They are just a gift from God himself. So anyway, what was I saying? I was distracted. Neil Robertson went to MIT, has, you know, built businesses, sold businesses, had like a tech company. He was 14. He's very, very intelligent and very accomplished, all those things. But he talks about how at MIT. Oh, I was going to say also, if you guys, maybe this is me just being like nerdy and I just think it's cool because I went to school in Boston, like Boston University, but he actually helped the writers, like the screenwriters of the movie 21. And if you guys watch the movie 21 about the MIT kids that do the card counting and are in Vegas. Wow, I'm just like going off the rails here. Sorry, this is what happens when I don't record for a while and when I'm alone and just want to chat with you guys as my friends. We'll get into that. Because I am alone right now. But anyway, okay, so Neil Robertson, I'm all over the place. Yeah, so if you guys watch movie 21, all I'm trying to say is the cool, like, in-class examples they have from students came from him. So that was just, like, really interesting to me. Like, I'm such a nerd about that movie because I knew parts of it were filmed, like, at BU. And I would sit in, like, my stats class and be like, oh, my God, this was, like, the classroom that they use for the stats class in that movie or whatever. I was just, yeah. I'm just interested in that. But anyway, he talks about at MIT how he really learned how to think and he learned how to like tackle any problem and sort of like critical thinking, problem solving, stuff like that. And he talks about how like most people don't start a big challenge or a big problem because they fear that they won't finish or they don't know where to start and it's like too overwhelming. And he's like, at MIT, they just really help you with that sort of thing. And have you, what I'm trying to get at, I'm like getting too detailed here. I do this a lot. I overshare in stories and I like share details that aren't important. Okay, so hitting you with a punchline, he talks about how he learned how to think sort of in abundance. Maybe that's just what I took away from it. I think I'm saying the phrase wrong. But you think about like scenarios, problems in your life, things you want to accomplish, a new business venture, whatever it may be, and you think of all the possibilities. You don't limit yourself. And he's like, when you are fearful, you I'm trying to like put it into words. I feel like I can see it in my head, but I can't. You become like restricting of the options and you're restricting your thinking and not letting yourself and whatever it may be, its full potential. If that makes sense. And so that is what triggered me into thinking, you know, my worrying isn't so great after all. And what if I can leave that in the past, say sayonara, goodbye to all my worrying and leave it in 2020 and move on to 2021 and work on being my most confident version of myself. And that is really making me think. I don't know if I said this in my last episode. No, I didn't. It was with Tori. So I don't think I talked about this on my podcast. Maybe on my YouTube video. I don't know. But I have a close friend, Megan, from college, and she really shifted my mindset before I listened to that podcast episode about this type of stuff because I was feeling just down about myself. Again, fearing what people think, fearing that I'm not good enough, that I'm not good at what I do, I'm not capable, stuff like that. And I think with social media, it gets really hard, and I work so hard to try not to compare myself, but it's so hard when there's like a million people being influencers and being on social media or whatever. So I can get really down on myself and think that I'm like not good enough or not whatever it may be, comparing me, my content, whatever it is. And my friend Megan helped me so much. And she was like, as long as you know you're doing your best and you're giving your all, you're giving your 100%, and you're confident in that, that's all that matters. Like, you need to be confident in what you're doing and you wouldn't have these worries. And she's like, she works in sales. So she's like, if I, you know, don't hit a quota or something, I need to either, like, I need to separate myself from it and not let it get down, not let me get down, like, on myself about it. Because for me, I was saying I really struggle from separating my ideas about myself and, like, sort of view of myself. Like, if I, you know, to be specific, if I think that a video I was really excited about on YouTube, like, isn't performing well and I'm down about myself, it's not like, oh, the video just isn't doing well, I'm okay. Like, I think of it as like, okay, I messed up, like something's wrong with me, like this is on me, like I'm not good enough, which I need to not do. And Megan was just telling me how she's like, you know, if I don't hit a quota, it's like, okay, well, I did the best I can and I'm confident in that. Or it's like, if I'm worrying or like insecure about it, then I know that there's something to learn and that maybe I didn't do my best and I can learn from this and be better and like move on. And I don't know, that just really helped me. I feel like I have deja vu, like I said this before, but I think I was just maybe telling Max about that and that helped me a lot. And then this episode about how being like fearful of, you know, something being too big to accomplish or just how I interpret it, living in fear is limiting, like that just really got me thinking because I've been in like a little bit of a tough place, which I will get into. So yeah, I just want to pose the questions to you guys of what if we just change the narrative this year? And instead of me telling myself and living into my narrative of, oh, I'm just a worrier, what if I, in 2020, am really confident and not worrying and I'm sure of myself? Wow, this is like, you know, putting all the pieces together in my head. It's crazy when I say it out loud because I feel like I've been living in that way and limiting myself, and I'm feeling sort of like a weight off my chest sort of situation. I don't know if any of you like relate to this. You guys are gonna be like, what in the heck is she talking about over here? But what I want to go back to, because now I've just been like chatting about this for a bit, is catching up. And you guys always know, yeah, let's just do, this isn't even really like the beginning of the episode anymore. Let's just do what I'm happy about, happy quote, happy idea. This is where I'm feeling really cheesy. But to go full circle and tell you I'm alone right now, what I'm happy about is that Max got invited to the Flyers training camp, the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team, if you guys didn't know. And it is just so exciting for so many reasons. It feels really surreal. And obviously, it's not about me, it's about him. I am so freaking excited for him and so dang proud of him. And I know that he knows that. Max, if you're listening, hi, I love you. He's like probably not listening, he's busy skating. But I am just like over the moon excited for him because I see how dedicated he is and how hardworking he is. He's like the hardest worker in the room. And how long he's been working at this and how it's been his dream, and seeing his dream sort of like come true and slowly unfold is just like the best thing ever. I feel like as a partner to someone, seeing them like accomplish what they want to I could get emotional right now because I just have like stood by his side and see how hard he's worked for so long. And so it's just really exciting. And if you're like really confused and is like, and you're like, what's training camp? Basically, I was talking about it in a vlog and I was very brief, so to kind of like give you more context here, it is, to my understanding, by the way, because I'm not an expert, but it's what these NHL teams do and AHL teams, I think East Coast teams do it too, before their season starts. So they have like a training camp and see who is going to be on the team, who's going to go down to their AHL team, whatever it may be. And so you guys know Max is signed with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is why we live here. And that's the American League team for the Flyers. So it's just really exciting that he gets to be with them right now, and that's why I'm here all alone, but like alone in a good way, holding down the fort with Brody. Oh my gosh, he's walking around right now. Hi, sweet pea. He just hopped up on the couch. You are just living the life, huh? Oh my gosh. I would literally go crazy without Brody, guys. I just don't even We are just so lucky for dogs. Second time in this podcast. We like don't deserve them. They're just the best because I don't interact with humans most days. Sounds so weird to talk about, other than Max. And so whenever I get to see a girlfriend or my mom or whatever it may be, I'm always like, wow, it's so nice to be like in the company of females because I'm with Max and Brody every day. But it's great. Obviously, wouldn't change it for the world. Love living here and with them. But yeah, obviously just with like the times of the world and not really being able to like socialize or go meet new people, that's just like why that is the way it is. So what I'm saying is thank goodness for Brody, because if I was here all alone and not being able to see any humans, I would like probably start talking to my stuffed animals or something. I don't really know. But enough about me, this is about Max. I'm just so happy for him, and I think like what I don't know, I'm just thinking about it in my head, like what I'm happy about this week is like him being so happy makes me so happy. Like, I've just always thought about that. I've actually talked about that in podcasts before. When people are like, Gretchen, how do you know if you're in love or whatever? And in my mind, how I've always, I think I've been in love only twice. And whenever, like, your most happy self is because your partner, like, they're happy, that's how I would describe it. Wow, I just said that so horribly. But that came out, like, all mishmash. But it's like when you're in a relationship, your partner being happy and like doing something for them or whatever it may be, them being happy should make you like the most happy. So yeah, I'm saying happy a lot, but I'm just so happy for him. And that's where he is. That's why I'm being independent. I'm so proud of myself, getting after it. And I was like, you know what? This came at the perfect time. Beginning of the new year, I am going to be efficient, productive, work on my routine, work on myself, work on being confident, work on being fearlessly authentic and genuine and unapologetically me. And I think having time on your own to really work on yourself is always so, so crucial and beneficial and important. And even if you live with your significant other like I do, if it's, you know, 2 weeks at training camp or it's, you know, I mean, I'll be lucky because Max will be traveling with hockey when his season starts up. So that will give me my me time to do some me work. But I just think those moments that you have to yourself, if you can take the time to like work on you and be honest with yourself, it's so helpful in your growth. And Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is don't worry about me because I am like living my best life over here and hung a big, huge painting without him because you don't need a man to help you. And yeah, that's what I have to say about that. But I couldn't be more excited for what the future brings for him. And my happy quote or idea, this is really an idea that I was thinking of, this is where it gets cheesy, is that hard work, perseverance, determination works. Like, it just does. And I think especially in this day and age, so many of us are sort of about, what is that called? Instant gratification. Yeah, that. Or like instant satisfaction. Like you want to feel this or be successful or do this or that right now and you don't want to wait and you don't want to like have it take years to get there. But I think that's usually the case for things. It's like, you know, become a professional hockey player overnight. It's like there's like years and years of hard work to that. And I wasn't able to make a living off my YouTube in one day. It took me 8 years, you know, things like that. And specifically, I am just thinking about, this is so crazy, you guys, because the day before he got the call from the Flyers assistant general manager telling him to come, we're talking and he was showing me, you know, without getting too specific on him because I don't want him to be like, okay, why are you like exposing like my goals and my like interpersonal thoughts to the world? But long story short, he was just telling me about like some goals he had for 2021 and it was just really sweet and yeah, really like attractive in a partner to see that they have goals and are driven. I've always known that about myself too, that I don't think I really have a type. I'm just always attracted to someone that has goals and is driven and is, you know, just really passionate about something, whatever it may be. And so for Max, that's hockey. And I just like had a feeling, and it's so weird because it legitimately happened the next day, like another big step in his hockey career. And he was just talking about, you know, dreams of obviously being in the NHL. I mean, if you are a professional hockey player or are in college playing hockey, whatever, even if you're a little kid growing up playing hockey, like obviously you always dream of playing in the NHL. So yeah, that was just so crazy because I just felt like that was, you know, his determination, his intention, his, you know, manifestation maybe in a way. But I never want to say like he manifested it because it almost sounds like it takes away from him like working hard. Like, no, he works so freaking hard. So like that's why. But I think just thinking about it and like putting out there in the universe and then it comes right back to you. And it did like the next day. So I'm just thinking back on that moment. Like life is so crazy, you guys, how everything works out. But yeah, that's what I'm happy about right now. You're probably like, okay, enough about your boyfriend. We get it. You love him. Like, shut up. So enough about Max. Also, catching up, can we just, I like love when we get to talk about podcasts that I'm loving because obviously this is a podcast and I feel like we're just like a podcast crew. So recently I listened to, because you guys know I went to Long Island to be with my family for Christmas, now I'm back. And so with the long drives there and back, honestly, it's not too long from Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's like closer than I would think, but there's always like a million traffic. Am I okay? There's always so much traffic, a million cars. Maybe that's what I was going for. When you're driving by New York City. So yes, listening to a lot of podcasts, and I listened to, you guys know Gals on the Go, my friends Brooke and Danielle, love them so much. I listened to Brooke's episode with her parents and I loved it so much. And then literally yesterday I listened to Danielle's episode with her parents, loved it so much. And I just think, I don't know, there was something so special, like hearing from them for so long and knowing who they are and then hearing them with their parents and like seeing why they are the way they are and like how they are raised and like where they come from, sort of. I feel like you just get so much more context like chatting with their parents. Well, not, I guess I wasn't chatting with, I was in my head, but like listening to them chat, you know. And I haven't met Danielle's parents, but I can talk more to Brooke's parents because I've met her mom several times and I just love them so much. And this is just really for, if you guys like listen to them or know Adina and love her as much as I do, then you can relate. And I was just loving hearing from her mom and dad. And something you may not know, wow, I'm getting like deep here for a sec, but Brooke's mom, Adina, wait, I've definitely talked about this in podcasts before. I'm thinking, because I feel like me and Brooke and her mom were talking about this before. But Brooke, if you're listening, hi, I love you. And her mom, Adina, actually lost her dad when she was 22. And, oh, was I talking about this on a YouTube video or podcast? I'm having, like, deja vu again. But when I was listening to an episode long ago and they were talking about that with, like, Brooke and her mom, I literally had chills and I was just like, whoa, like, oh my gosh. And it meant the world to me just knowing that and hearing that and seeing, like, what a strong, confident woman she is and that she's grown to be and, like, how much she's accomplished and how successful she is, how happy she is. And it just, like, showed me that I could end up like that, even though I lost my dad at the exact same age at 22. So anyway, I just feel like especially a, like, close connection to Brooke's mom, and, like, she's, like, a role model in my life. Wow, I could, like, literally be emotional. I, like, have tears forming in my eyes because, yeah, I just relate to her so much and love who she is and her values and what she stands for. And she's obviously such a good mom and she works so hard. And yeah, wow. This is turning into a I Love Adina episode. So yeah. And then yesterday, the one I listened to with Danielle and her parents, now I'm just thinking at the end, I was laughing so hard. Both of them, I was laughing so hard because they would talk about, you know, stories from, like, Brooke and Danielle's childhood or whatever. And Danielle's dad was talking about how growing up, he wanted a raccoon so bad as a pet. And he, like, almost was able to get one. And I was just laughing so hard at him talking about how much he loves raccoons. And he was like, did you guys listen to this episode? If you didn't, you need to go listen to it. And at one point, he's like, yeah, I feel like a connection to them to this day. I love raccoons. When I see one, I just feel, like, enamored. And I was laughing so hard. I was texting Danielle. I was like, I'm obsessed with your parents. So, yeah, I've been loving podcasts is what you guys should know that you've missed, that I've been up to. And I'm sure as I am navigating being home alone, probably to most of you, probably a lot of you live alone and you're like, Gretchen, what is the big deal? But you guys know I'm very much a people person. And I think a lot of this has to do with me having a twin sister and literally never having to be alone in my whole entire life more than, like, for a weekend when, like, my roommate wouldn't be at my apartment, or, like, maybe now, like, for 2 weeks and max at training camp, something like that. So, and obviously the world is, like, different now, so I'm just, like, more worried being alone. But I have worked on my independence a lot, and yeah, I'm sure I'll keep listening to podcasts to keep me company. And oh, one other thing, you guys, because I'm sitting in our office guest bedroom space right now, and I can see this beautiful new art piece on my wall. This has been something going on that I'm so excited about. And you're probably like, what, you got, like, new artwork? Like, isn't, like, that's it? But, like, no, it's been, like, an ordeal. You guys saw my Instagram stories, because if probably a lot of you were like, what? But if you are moving to a new place or something, or trying to find, like, wall art, it can be really expensive. It can be really, like, difficult to find the right piece. And then I found, like, the type that I like, but they're also expensive and I want it to be more affordable. And long story short, I knew there was this Sarah Brooke piece at Home Goods that I wanted so bad, but I couldn't find it anywhere. And shout out Zach, one of my amazing subscribers, was DMing me and was like, look, I found it. And it was in New Jersey, like, not that far from me. So she's here now. Welcome. I'm, like, looking at her. She's so beautiful. She's so grand on my wall. I wish you guys could see my podcast, but, like, go watch my YouTube videos. You will see. Love her so much. And really, this obsession came from Arvin Olano. Shout out. You guys know I love Arvin so much. I love his YouTube videos. And whenever anyone has ever been at my apartment and they are like, oh my gosh, you did such a good job, or like, I love it, it's, like, so homey, cozy, whatever it may be, like, when Louise and KP are here, they're like, oh my god. And it made me feel so good, because I obviously, living here, like, only see the things that are wrong or missing, or I'm like, oh, this mirror still hasn't been delivered yet, like, whatever. But hearing feedback like, oh, it's so cozy and homey, I'm like, wow, that literally means the world to me. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, how did you, like, know how to decorate, or you need to help me decorate? And I'm like, no, this took me, like, months, and, like, I just have learned everything that, like, Arvin has taught me. So it's Arvin Olano. That's what my apartment is. I've learned everything I know from him. So yeah. Okay, moving on from the catch up, because you guys are probably like, what about being fearlessly authentic? That's the title here. So I'm very worrisome, like I said. And I was gonna say now more than ever, but I've been getting better, especially the past couple days. I've been very mindful and very honest with myself. Side note, I notice I'm just in my head more when I'm alone. My thoughts will tend to go crazy. They'll, like, run through my brain and go wild. I don't know if that happens to you guys. So I'm keeping myself busy and preoccupied when I'm alone. And also, just as a person, I'm very much like a busybody. Like, I like to do and be doing things. So if I'm sitting still and not doing something during the day, I like just don't feel good. And honestly, I love recording these podcasts because I'm like sitting right now. I honestly like don't sit during the day. That's so bad. I like will eat like running through the kitchen while I clean. Like I'm always doing 10 things at once, which like I know could be better for my mental health and my sanity, right? But this is so nice to be able to chat with you guys and sit. Like, it feels really good to sit in this chair. Like, I don't sit. Like, I'm up all day running around, and then I crash and go to sleep, and then I wake up and do it all over again. But, yes, I'm going to be just very diligent on my thoughts and keeping them in order. And I remember having conversations, you guys know my friend Arlen, and he would say things like, he's just really good with like mindset and sort of like training his brain. I feel like he's said things like that to me. And he's like, if you, you know, catch your thoughts going in this one direction that you don't like, you don't have to be like, oh my gosh, I can't think about that. Cause then you start to think about it more. That's like what I do, like worrying. And he's like, you just sort of have to like guide yourself back slowly to the mindset that you want to be in. I'm okay. I'm content. I'm happy. I'm confident. Everything's good right now. Simplify it down. You know, I have like warm, clean clothes on. I was going to say, I have clean hair. I like washed my body today. I showered, but I actually put dry shampoo and I was too lazy. But do you know what I mean? I feel like if you simplify things down and can really ground yourself, literally sit on like the earth's surface. I feel like I've heard that a lot actually in wellness podcasts from Skinny Confidential, grounding. And they were like, it doesn't really work if you sit on like the carpet or the floor. I think that's better than nothing. But they were like, if you can get to like grass or not even like pavement probably doesn't work because that's like a man-made thing. But they're like, if you can go sit in some grass and get like the ions from nature, you will just feel like actually literally feel so much better. And so anyway, I'm talking about how I'm going crazy when I'm alone. So yeah, I just noticed I was in the biggest rut. Like maybe right when Christmas started, like right as Vlogmas ended and right after Christmas. Oh, it's always that week, you guys, between Christmas and New Year's. Something about that week, I feel off. It's like, is Mercury in a million retrogrades? That was definitely not the right terminology. Is Mercury in retrograde? Like what is going on? Because I just felt so off. And I felt so worried to the point that it was like affecting my physical state. I don't know what was going on if this happens to you guys. And I felt like I was feeling a feeling that I didn't feel before, and I felt as if I was feeling anxious. And I don't even want to like go down that path or like offend any of you that have anxiety. Like I have friends obviously that have anxiety, take medicine, everything like that. And I think if you have anxiety, it obviously needs to be treated, everything like that. I don't think I have anxiety. What I'm saying is I think I had like anxious thoughts, and I was feeling anxious and worrisome and fearful and whatever it may be, overwhelmed. And I felt like I couldn't catch my breath. And oh, I'm just like thinking about just very recently, I was just feeling so worried and like I had no control over like my thoughts, and I was like almost self-conscious about everything. Like literally, you guys, I was like, did I get my mom enough for Christmas? Like, did I get Max enough for Christmas? And like, am I a good like dog mom to Brody? And it's like, why am I thinking like that? Can I like be confident in myself? Like, I got my family and friends like beautiful gifts. So I was very generous. Like, why am I so dang worried? And it got to the point that it was like keeping me up at night, and I would lay there and Max is like, your whole body is like so tense right now. Like your shoulders are up to your ears. And I'm like, yeah, cause I'm tense. And I'll wake up and I'm like sore. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why am I so like my stress levels are so high? Like I was just, cause I was just worrying and I was doing it to myself, and I kept crying. Like I literally just sort of felt out of control. Like I had no control over my thoughts. And so you're probably like, whew, you're stressing me out, Gretchen. Like, take a deep breath, right? And the breathing, let me just say, I've had moments like this in my past growing up where I'd feel this way. And I am someone that's very honest with myself, and I've always had tactics, things that I would do to make myself feel better. And they would work for the most part, you know. I would take a bath, I'd get off my phone, I'd call my mom, I would do some breathing, I'd be like, like, it sounds dumb, you guys. If you, like, I used to think when people would be like, do breathing exercises, I'd be like, that's like hocus pocus. You know what I mean? But now I'm like, no, literally though, if I am having trouble going to sleep, if I, my mind is racing, I'm freaking out, whatever it may be, if you take a deep breath, you'll feel so much better. Like, I don't know. It just like helps you calm your mind like right away. But those type of things would always help me in the past, taking a bath, whatever it may be, sort of disconnect, relax, clear my mind. But I just felt like they weren't working recently. And I really had to do some deep digging and sort of dive within myself and be really honest and help change my mindset. And I had a long conversation with my mom, and I was telling her what was going on, and I'm like, oh my gosh, normally it's like these things help me, or talking with Max, like giving him a hug, like hugging Brody, things like that. But I was just like really not feeling good, just worried about me, my situation, like what I'm putting out on the internet. Am I helping people? Like, what's my impact? Like, you guys, I get really deep. I don't know if you guys get like this. I'm like, what is my purpose? Like, what is my purpose in life? I get all existential, and I'm like, am I doing the right thing? Am I living where I should live? Am I eating what I should eat? I really just do all of the overthinking. And it's exhausting, and I need to not, because I am right where I'm supposed to be. Let that be your mantra today. If you don't have one, you can use it, because that can be mine. We can share it today. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and I'm fine, and that's okay. And I can be who I want, and I can do whatever I want, and I can be confident in that. Like, saying that out loud sounds really freeing right now, and you're probably like, Gretchen, what? You sound crazy. But I don't know. I think I was just like limiting myself again in this limiting mindset of like, I have to be a certain way for my followers, and I have to show up as this role model. And sometimes like holding myself to a really high standard can be exhausting, and I just want to be real. And I pride myself in being real with you guys. I always feel very genuine and authentic, but I think I can do an even better job. I think we can always be better in 2021. And I was talking to my mom. I got sidetracked. And I was telling her how I was feeling, and I was like, do you ever get like this? I'm like, maybe, you know, maybe this comes from grief. Like, maybe this comes from losing my dad, and I get really existential. I get really, I place a lot of importance on like everyday and everyday things. And I remember people telling me that when I lost my dad, and they were like, Gretchen, we don't want you to like limit yourself in life, or sort of start worrying about all your friends and family, because they're like, that's a common thing. You lose someone and you like grasp on so tight to everyone, and you get so worried for bad news, and that's like kind of what you focus on, and that's not how you should lead your life, you know? And I was like, Mom, maybe like this is from grief. And she was like, you know what? I don't think it is, because she's like, I felt that way, and I felt that way, you know, before losing her husband. But I just think everyone can feel like that at times. I think everyone can end up in a rut, and I think it's having the mindset shifts and sort of like listening to this podcast where I'm telling you, and hopefully being motivating for you to be your best self in 2021. And I just want everyone to take this year as such an opportunity and a blessing if you are still here, because we all know last year was a freaking shitstorm. Am I allowed to say that? I don't have sponsors on this one, so no one can get mad at me. It's just you and me, baby, just chatting for a while. And it's, again, changing the narrative that you've written for yourself and taking this year as an opportunity and taking the reins and not letting other people's ideas of who you are like change who you are deep down and how you want to be. And I think I can just get really lost in sort of my identity and seeing myself how other people see me just being on the internet. And so it's something I always have to be really cognizant of and work on. I just feel like lighter. Like, I just feel like sort of a weight has been lifted off my chest. Also, something else I've been doing, you guys, because I've noticed I'm very affected by my environment and things I'm exposed to, like stories that I read. That's why I literally cannot watch scary movies or scary shows, because they just like affect me too much. I don't know if any of you like resonate with this. I feel like this whole episode, I'm like, do you guys like relate? Like, am I like the only one here? But yeah, I just, you know, when I am leading in fear and worry, especially about myself and my image and my content or whatever it may be, and being insecure, I think a lot of that comes from comparison. It's like, okay, who am I comparing myself on the internet to? It's like, why am I? Am I following people that make me feel bad about myself? Am I following someone that I think is like sort of entitled and like not putting me down in a way on purpose, but like making me feel less than? And I just started to be really honest and realizing, like, you know, some of these people I were following on Instagram or whatever, literally, I just recently learned about the mute button, and I'm like, I should utilize this more, because it's like, don't waste your time, your precious time on this earth, like consuming content that doesn't make you feel good and maybe makes you restrict your thought process and be fearful of being your true self and not showing up and being like as good as someone else. I think I'm just sort of like going through my thoughts here because that is just what I started realizing. And after listening to the podcast, like I said, with that guy Neil, and just sort of doing like a deep dive of like my friend Megan said to me, and being like, okay, I just want to be me, like truly me, and be really confident in that. And I love that the internet and social media has become so real. And I see, you know, YouTubers that I grew up like watching, or that started like way long ago, like I did, being just a lot more real on social media and not doing like kid-friendly content and just being the real like adult selves now, because we are adults. And you know, they're showing like the not so glamorous sides, or the boy side, or the drinking side, or whatever it may be. And that's just why I want my mantra in 2021, and maybe this can help you guys, to just be fearlessly authentic. And at the end of the day, if you know, I get backlash or negativity or whatever it is from anyone else thinking a certain way about me, I won't be as upset, or I can't be offended, because I know that I'm just being 100% me, authentic, genuine, like putting out the content that I want to put out, you know, decorating my home in the way that I want, living and leading my life in the way that makes me feel happy and fulfilled. And I feel like I'm getting so like general here, you guys, but I don't know. I just feel like a lot of us can feel like we sort of have to be a certain sort of person, or especially I think it can be like that self-talk and like, I keep saying narrative, like the book that you've written for yourself of who you are, but it's also like that can change at any time. And I've caught myself doing that of like, well, I don't even know. It can be so simple, you guys, as literally like me riding my Soul Cycle bike. And it can be like, well, I don't really think I could handle like the new 90-minute classes they put on there. I haven't done a 90-minute class in years. I don't really do that. Like Gretchen just does the shorter ones, you know, get in, get out, move on with my day. But it's like, what if I change that narrative and can write in the next chapter that Gretchen challenges herself and pushes herself? And I think you constantly have to tell yourself that you can do whatever you want to do and be whoever you want to be, and you don't have to stick with what you've been doing, and you can break the mold, so to say. I feel literally so cheesy right now, but this is just honestly motivating myself for this year, me motivating me to always grow and change and be the best me, and I know you guys can too. And I think one positive from 2020 was a lot of time at home, time that you got back that maybe you would have been traveling or socializing, because there wasn't a whole lot of that. Maybe if you were socializing on Zoom, I guess, or FaceTime. But you know what I mean? And I think with that time came pros and cons. It's like, what was that saying my parents would say to me growing up? They would say, idle hands or the devil's, oh my gosh, you guys know it. I can't even think of it. Like basically saying, like kids especially, I feel like they needed to keep me busy, or I would like get into trouble. I think that was sort of like happening to, I mean, a lot of us during, especially the beginning of quarantine, getting all this time and being like, woo, like all we ever wanted was, you know, more free time to sit and watch Netflix or whatever. But then it happens and you're like, wait, what about all these things that I complained about before? Like maybe my commute, or maybe the travel for my job, or whatever it may be, maybe like showing face and showing up to this person's birthday party, even if you didn't really want to go. And then it gets ripped away from you and you're like, wait, actually, I appreciate that so much now. So I think with extra time, you can go one of two ways and let yourself go and let yourself feel really down and feel unmotivated and maybe feel bad for yourself. Like I've said in podcasts before, that's how I felt, especially in March of 2020. But, or with this time, you can just sort of make that shift and make that decision to, I keep saying like, be the best you, but I guess what I really mean is like, be the you that you know you can be and want to be. And I think so often, like, you know things that you want to accomplish, or maybe it's like, I know I want to eat healthy, but I can get stuck in like eating unhealthy. But it's like, I know that all I need to do is like maybe mix in a salad once in a while or whatever it is. And this reminds me of my last episode with Tori, where she's helped me with so much with mindset too and manifestation, everything. And she really introduced me to the idea of having this best ideal version of yourself. And I think if you are comparing yourself to the best ideal version, healthy, happy, thriving, confident version of yourself, that's okay. Like, I think comparing yourself to yourself is okay. Maybe not an unhealthy version of yourself. I think that's where it gets tricky, because I've talked about that before. If you're comparing yourself to an old unhealthy version of yourself, like I've done, that's not so good. But if you're comparing yourself to your best, healthiest version of yourself, I think that's a great thing. And that way you're not comparing yourself to somebody else that isn't you. And yeah, Tori's just helped me so much with that, and just seeing like who you really can be and like your full potential, and like acting every day as that person would. And then you will get there eventually, because it's all the little things, and it's like the in and out, you know, daily routine, small changes every day that add up. And I'm not big, I was just saying in a vlog, I'm not big on big New Year's resolutions, because I've had them before and they don't work out. And it'll be like, I need this much sleep and I need to always go to bed at this time and get up at this time. But that's like not realistic for me. So what I really can do is say, okay, I want to be a little bit more mindful before I go to bed, getting off my phone, wearing my blue light glasses, being diligent on that. And I know that will help me get to bed earlier. And, you know, in consequence, whatever it is, I will sleep more and I'll be able to get up earlier and I'll have more energy and da da da, whatever it may be. Yeah, that mindset's just helped me so much. Like, I remember saying on the podcast episode with Tori, being like, I'll catch myself some nights being like, I'm just gonna let myself loose and let myself go, and I'm gonna stay up all night and watch a new season of whatever show and eat like whole Ben and Jerry's, and yeah, I'll feel like crappy for my workout tomorrow, but whatever. And then I'm like, no, like the best version of myself, maybe wouldn't eat like the whole pint, but have like a little bowl or a serving or whatever it may be. Maybe I am eating the whole pint, who knows? And at least getting to bed on time, or getting a little bit more sleep than staying up all night watching a show, so that I can perform as the best version of me, because that's who I want to show up as and that's who I want to be every day. I don't want to be, you know, just getting in and getting out of a workout, of a work, of a relationship, of a class at school, whatever it is. Like, I don't want to just be present. I want to be engaged. I want to be involved. I want to be loving and joyful and all those things. Am I making sense here? I don't know if this has helped you guys at all. I think this episode is like a big pep talk to myself. I apologize. I will go back to all of your guys' requests, because I doubt this was a request. This has just been like a burning passion inside of me to talk about this, because I was just having this like epiphany driving in my car the other day, and I was like, oh, I want to record this episode literally right now in the car and just talk about being fearlessly authentic in 2021 and being unapologetically you. And, you know, who cares what anyone says? It's so easy to say that. And then of course I am always crying over like negativity sometimes. Sometimes it just hits hard. Sometimes it just hits home. It gets deep and it, you know, will get to me. But it's like, I just have to know at the end of the day, like my friend Megan said, if I'm confident in my decisions and who I am, that's what matters most. And I can sort of have faith in that. And I'm trying to say, like, feel a sense of calmness, feel a sense of okay with that. Because at the end of the day, remember guys, you have you, and obviously your friends and your family, but like, you talk to yourself the most, like what goes on between your ears. And you gotta love yourself before you can love anyone else, like I always say. And I think we just need to keep all these reminders in mind for 2021. And really just let go of all the negativity. We've had so much of it in 2020, and I'm over it, for me, for you. And if it's muting people or unfollowing people on Instagram, or being careful of how you're spending your time, or even being honest with, like, if you are able to see friends right now or family, and just being honest with like who you are when you're with people and who you show up as. And, you know, are your friends making you feel like a better person, or are they like draining your energy and you don't know if you want to like continue putting so much effort into a relationship, stuff like that. I've had so many episodes on stuff like that, but I think it's just being very diligent in 2021 and having a clear, calm, collected head on your shoulders, being focused on your goals, having fun along the way, and not being afraid to always be yourself regardless of the circumstance or what anyone else is doing. Wow, I am literally feeling so, so freaking cliche in this episode, you guys. I don't know why, but I just think like it's something that is obviously so talked about and like well known, maybe, you know, like being yourself, but I just feel like I really needed this reminder because I feel like I can lose myself and my true values and morals and me. Well, that's deep. I'm not losing my values, my morals, but I can lose sight of like my vision and my clarity, my identity, just with how crazy life can get and how hectic it can get. And oh, also, you know, my brain goes all over the place. I just remembered, I wish I said at the beginning of this episode, but the reason this is going up late today, if you guys are listening on the first, is because when I was going to record yesterday, we were getting Maxwell ready to go and packing up and everything like that. So I was just like, yeah, I'll just record tomorrow on the first, get it up same day. And you guys know I always love recording like right before I post anyway, like the day of or the day before, because it just seems even more authentic. Wow, in line with this week's episode, because it's just like literally a snapshot of me right now in life, and I just like it being so current. So yeah, I guess that's all I had to say for this episode, you guys. I love you so, so much. I love this podcast so, so much. It literally is my little baby. It's my little passion project. It's so much fun. And I truly, from the bottom of my heart, am wishing all of you listening the happiest, healthiest 2021 with hopefully really good health for every single person on the planet. And just all the blessings, all the safety, and hopefully the world can go maybe at least a little bit more back to normal sooner than later. And I love you guys so, so much. I hope this episode helped at least just one of you. That would make my day. And I hope you guys had a great New Year's, a great holiday season, and I will catch you in my next episode.